Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Rebbe T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're in season 4, using the wonderful commentator of Rabbeinu Yonah with his commentary. Excuse me, we're looking at 1:3, Antignus Ish Socho Kibel Me Shimon HaTzadik. Antignus of Socho received the tradition from Shimon HaTzadik, Shimon the Righteous. Hu Haya Omer, he used to say, Al Tiyu Ka'avadim HaMisham Shines Arav, do not be like servants who serve their master Al Menas L'Kabel Pras, in order to receive reward, Elo Heyu Ka'avadim HaMisham Shines Arav, but rather be like servants who serve their master Al Menas Shelo L'Kabel Pras, in order to not receive reward, Vehi Mora Shamayim Aleichem, and let the fear of heaven be upon you. To me, it brings the idea, before we even look at the commentary, it brings to my mind's eye the idea of conditional versus unconditional love. Hashem is the greatest father you could ever think about, the greatest parent you could ever think about. He's the king of all kings. He is the father to all of us. And Hashem wants to do only what's good for us. We shouldn't serve him because we have to. We should serve him because we want to. We should serve him, and it should be the relationship. We love him. We want to do whatever we can for him as much as we can. That's the idea of parents giving to children. Children can't give back to the parents much in the early years when they're very little, yet that's the quintessential relationship where we love them more than anything else. Why is that? Isn't it strange? Isn't it interesting? Because when you give and you give and you give, that's the root, that's the definition of what true love is. Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler says, in Strive for Truth, the root of Ahava, the basis of Ahava, the core, the fundamental foundation of Ahava, of love, is Hav. Hav means to give. So when you have the real relationship, whether it be between spouses or parents to kids or between friends, the real type of a relationship is a relationship where it's based on pure giving. It's not 50-50. It's where each person gives 100-100. Each person gives their whole essence, their whole being. And it's not almanas l'kabel pras. It's not in order to receive anything or expect anything. If you give me this, I will do this. If you come visit me, then I will give you X and Y. If you call me every 15 minutes, I will do X and Y. If you fill out this task for me in the next 5 minutes, then I'll send you the check. That's not real unconditional love. Unconditional love means giving 100% no matter what, and not expecting anything in return. And that should be, of course, how we relate to Hashem and do his mitzvos and do chesed and try to make the world a better place. Not thinking that we'll get anything in return, not asking for anything in return. And that's the foundation, how we could apply and look at our relationship to Hashem and relationship between man and man, man and spouse, and man to kid, and friend to friend. So Antignus ish socho kibbul mishin atzadikuyo omar al tiyuka vadim mshan shen sarab al mastakabal pra. So do not be like servants who serve their master in order to receive the reward. Serving the master in order to receive reward is not perfect service. This type of servant is not working for the sake of his master, but only in order to receive the reward. But rather be Ela hayuka avadim ha-misham shenis harav al-manas shelo l'kabel pras, but rather be like those servants who serve their master in order not to receive reward. Some say one should not serve Hashem without the incentive of reward, because you should not do mitzvahs and think that you will not be rewarded for them. According to this opinion, the text should read, not in order to receive reward, shelo almanas l'kabel pras. The reward should not be the reason you are doing the mitzvah, but at the same time, you should know that your mitzvahs will in fact be rewarded. You get that? We have to repeat that again. The reward should not be the reason you are doing the mitzvah, but at the same time, understand and know that you will be rewarded. It's like the idea that you shouldn't do it for some reason, but you know that it'll come. Like, don't run after something, but you know it might come anyways. The idea of honor also, you're supposed to run away from honor. Honor may still come, but don't be running after it. It might still be there. So don't do it for the reward, but even though it might actually be that you will be rewarded, but you probably will be rewarded for the mitzvos, but don't just latch onto that idea. The text of Al Minas Shelo L'Kabel Pras, according to Rabbi Yonah, is the right one. This kind of service does exist. For example, an indentured servant must serve his master without receiving any rewards. So too, one should serve Hashem, not for the reward, but because of the manifold kindness he has already bestowed upon him, and because his greatness makes him worthy of our service. This is called serving God out of love, as we mentioned before. As it says, you shall love the Lord your God. You shall love Hashem via Hafta. Hashem Elokecha, also coming from Devarim. What is the perfect love among people? The Rabbeinu Yonah asks, the desire to serve a loved one only because he has always loved him, even if he knows that he will receive nothing in return. The classic example of the parent to the child, especially a little child. It is with this sort of love that man should serve God. And I would add, as we said before, how we should go about our relationships and our interactions with one another, husband and wife, friend to friend, parent to child. Make it based on the fact that you love the person, just want to give everything you can to the person. And it doesn't always have to be money, or it doesn't always have to be gifts, just giving them their time, your time, giving them your attention, giving them your ability to interact with them. I once heard a beautiful idea that a man had a couple of kids and had a very, very busy, hectic life. He would work a full day from like 9 to 5. He had, let's say, 6 kids. But what he would do at the end of the day, or at least on Shabbos, he would take each kid for a special walk for 10 to 15 minutes. Think about that. It's a simple idea, a simple concept, but it shows the love, it shows the attention, it shows the giving. No matter what, even though the week was crazy and hectic, and Shabbos itself was probably nuts with 6 kids running the house, each kid got that 10 to 15 minutes to walk with their dad, to walk with their father, and to have me and Abba, me and dad time. What a beautiful idea to carve out that time. The kid knows how much you love him, and I'm sure that kid wouldn't give up anything for those 15 minutes on that Shabbos. Because even though they know Abba loves me, daddy gives me attention as much as he can, juggling all the kids, but to have such special time is a wonderful thing, and it's a simple way to carve out such a way. And we should know that Hashem gives us that time also. Every day, he allows us to come to him whenever we want to talk to him, to pray to him, but especially Shacharis Mincha Marv are 3 times where Hashem says, come, talk to me, interact with me. This is time, dedicated time for me to listen to you, to hear you. Any problems, anything that you want, anything you need, tell me, and I'll try to listen, and I will listen, not try to listen. He's not human, he's perfect, and I will hear you out. And sometimes when you have a good davening, or you have a good uplifting experience, sometimes you could feel it. There's an inyan, there's an idea that after Yom Kippur, if you feel that a burden has been lifted off of your shoulders, then you know Hashem heard you, Hashem listened to you, Hashem is taking care of you. If we can approach davening also, where we come to Hashem, we use those minutes, we use that time to talk to him and apologize for anything we did wrong to him or in the world, that would be a great way to show to Hashem also that we're taking special time, that we really love him, that we want to interact with him, and that we want to talk to him and serve him. And let the fear of heaven be upon you. He tells us to serve Hashem with both love and fear, like a servant who serves his master because the master is great, but also because he knows that the master can punish him. He is serving the master because he fears him rather than because he fears the punishment. He is in awe of the great master who has the power to punish him. Again, the highest level is not out of fear. There's Yirat Hashem and there's Ahavat Hashem. Yirat Hashem is not the highest level we could do to interact with Hashem. The highest level really is to serve Hashem and to want to do good for the world and do mitzvahs to Hashem and for the world because we love Hashem. We want to make him proud, like the idea of making your dad proud, making your mom proud, making your spouse and kids proud. We want to make Hashem happy that he keeps us around and that he created us, that he brought us here. What are we doing to contribute to the world, to elevate the world, to make the world a better place? Does Hashem smile down upon us every day, seeing that we made an influence, doing something right, doing something good, serving Hashem out of love because you love Hashem, want to help make the world a better place through using Torah, through using mitzvahs, interacting with others and having a proper relationship based on the hav, based on the giving, which is the root and the fundamental essence of Ahava. This has been the PAL with Reb T. Join us next time, and I'm your host, Reb T.